we have a legal case coming to us from Florida this morning. First time hearing about it. It started as a routine traffic stop. Man runs red light. But if you're in Florida, things can get weird. Back on December the 13th, police officer Sean Lowry pulled over 39-year-old Jason Arrington for running a red light in Jacksonville. The two debated, because a lot of this is captured on body cam, and it's a long, involved traffic stop. We have some of the clips. Mm-hmm. But basically, the driver said, the light was yellow, officer. And the officer said, nah, brother, it was red.
Gotcha. Yep.
So he said, I need your information.
That's
and
right.
They exchanged information. And then the driver said, now, I want to let you know I'm legally carrying a firearm.
Yep.
So far, so good.
Yes.
This is Florida.
Yeah. They're real friendly to each other. I know that.
And so Officer Lowry says, I want to thank you for your honesty. Mm-hmm. So why don't you step outside of your vehicle? That way we can keep everybody safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know where the gun is at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Another pair of officers showed up during the traffic stop.
Here's where the trouble starts.
There's your trouble, as they say.
So we have it.
As they try to secure Jason's firearm, Officer Mindy Cardwell is one of the two extra officers. She accidentally placed her finger inside the trigger guard of the driver's pistol. And you know what's going to happen.
Shot him. She
pulled the trigger. The bullet went right into the driver's leg, right in his hip.
I felt so bad for him, too, because he was...
He'd run a red light.
Totally compliant as well. So it starts, the first officer that you described, he's like, hey, do you have anything in the car? He goes, do you have anything crazy, anything wild in the car? And the guy goes, oh, yeah, I do.
You got anything crazy in the car?
Yeah.
What do you got?
A gun.
You got a gun?
Mm-hmm.
You do? All right, where's that?
Mm-hmm.
It's on you? Okay. As long as you're cool.
I'm chill.
No, man, I appreciate your honesty.
Oh, I got time left.
That's awesome. Just for my safety, your safety, I'm going to have you step out. All right, fair enough. And we're just going to remove the pistol from you. And then we're going to run your license, make sure everything's good. And I'm going to send you on your way.
I don't even think he was going to give him a ticket. It sounded like he was going to give him a warning, you know, for running the red light. Now, this is when the other two show up, and he says, hey, he's got a pistol. He's totally compliant.
It's cool. Take care of it, Misty.
Grab.
Mindy.
Mindy, Misty.
Sweetheart.
Hey, it's been great, Mindy. Why don't you go over and go ahead and grab the pistol from him?
Well, you know how to grab a pistol, don't you?
Surely. You know how to stick your finger in there, right?
Yeah.
Right, Misty?
He's very compliant. He does have a pistol on. So we're going to take him out from that side, remove the pistol, and we'll go from there.
Easy peasy.
I appreciate it, man, being very honest.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
You okay?
I'm hit.
Put the gun down.
Put it down.
You okay?
You got shot in the leg. Tourniquet.
Get her out of the way.
Jesus, Mindy.
Oh, call this in, Mindy. Well, she did. That was a month ago, as you can imagine. Jason survived. He still has pain in his hip. He said it's affecting his work. He is considering legal action against the Jacksonville police.
Yeah.
And Officer Cardwell, Mindy, she's been charged with incompetence, and the terminating process is underway.
I think it has to be. But the guy, the original guy, had no problems. You know, he was doing great.
He did his job.
But Mindy.
Mindy. Oh, Butterfingers Mindy.
Right in the hip. And you heard it, too. It's like, oh, crap. Yeah. Oh, he shot in the leg. Shot in the leg.
What should I do? Call it in.
I bet her partner's like, yeah. Glad I got a new partner now, right?